flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, y'all know me. I live my life out loud. And I have done some dumb stuff in my life. I have made my own problems and then I made them worse because I did not ask for help. Because I'm one of those people that I think I know everything. I know it's shocking. I know it's shocking, but I'm one of those people. And this is especially true when it comes to money. For the longest time, I had no money. Big student loan debts. For a time, bad credit, and I was ashamed to reach out to anybody, which meant that I kept digging a hole for myself that got so deep, I looked up and I was like, there's no way out of here. And of course, nobody in my family could bail me out. They didn't have any money to loan me. They were down in the hole next to me trying to dig their way out too. We're just throwing dirt on each other. And the one thing that I realized is that nobody in my circle had the knowledge that they needed to find the answers. You know, you keep hearing people say, I want to build generational wealth. I want to build generational wealth for my family. I don't want my kids to struggle. I don't want my grandkids to struggle. You know, and you hear that and that's a buzzword, but how do you actually get there? Well, this year at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, I was so fortunate and so blessed that Northwestern Mutual was one of my partners. They helped me put it on. They had workshops for the entrepreneurs to help them, you know, talk about managing their money and retirement and you know, how to do better so that the tax debt won't get so big and how to set up the SEP account. I mean, we were just getting so much information. I have like a little booklet from all the knowledge that I gained that day. And I was like, you know what? I can't keep this to myself. I got to invite them on. So joining me now is someone who can help all of us get on better financial footing. You know, you made those New Year's resolutions, girl. It is April. Okay, it is time to get started. Brian Mills is here. He is a financial advisor with Northwestern Mutual. He is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Shaletta. How are you?
I am great. And I need people to understand how to get their finances in order. I don't want folks who are listening to me to leave anything for their children or grandchildren to have to take care of. I know that when my grandmother died, we all had to pony up to pay for the burial. And mm-hmm. and that was on my side of the family. I didn't see that on Sean's side of the family. My people left a bill. Sean's side of the family left a will. And when Papa B went on home to glory, we were all better off financially. So I want to talk to you because I want to know, you know, what does building generational wealth even look like? How do you get started?
Well, Shaletta, first and foremost, thank you for having me on the show. It's an honor to be on what I, you know, what I think is the greatest radio hour that exists out there in the game. But yeah, I think it's a couple of things, right? So most people that I talk to, they want to know three things. When it all boils down, like there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of stuff, but it boils down to like three things. Where do I put my money? How do I protect against risks? And how do I win the tax game?
Yeah, because the taxes are a mess. Okay, I'm dealing with that now. I didn't know that when you make a lot of money, they take a lot of money. I didn't know that. Yeah, okay.
They sure do. And, you know, just always the caveat, I'm not a CPA or a tax professional. I don't want to play one on the radio, but I can talk to, you know, certain things. But I think, you know, to kind of walk through those just a little bit, you know, where do you start? Where do I put the money? Well, you know,
right. There's
spending less than you earn. There's paying off your high interest debt.
Uh-huh.
And knowing that there's a lot of different options and a lot of different buckets, and I like to think that's one of the foundational pieces where working with an advisor can be helpful, because you see a lot of stuff on TikTok, you hear a lot of stuff on the news, and people, like, they need flashy highlights, right? They need
right. The
news of the day. And really, getting wealthy should be kind of boring, because you should be looking at a diversified portfolio. You should be thinking about putting money away that you're not going to touch for a long time. And I think sorting out, taking the complex, making it simple, you know, explaining what the different buckets you have as options and which ones make sense and in what order. Because a lot of people I talk to, it's, well, should I pay off the credit card or invest in my retirement or put some cash aside for a rainy day or this or that. And that's a big piece of it, is having that plan. And, you know, too, like protecting against the risks that can bankrupt you. I mean, you spoke mm-hmm. Just a moment ago, you know, things about if you die too soon and you leave your family holding the bag, if you live mm-hmm. too long or you have a long-term care event, and, you know, those things cost an immense amount of money, especially in this day and age. If you get sick or hurt and you can't bring in your income, you know, knowing, again, kind of cutting through some of the noise on what those coverages look like, what they can and should cost, and how they're structured is something I think that is really important and gets confusing but doesn't need to be. And then with the tax side, you know, what we do is a lot of education on how do you pay the legal amount that you need to pay, but also take advantage of the things that are carved out, particularly for business owners. And that's why it was really exciting to be a part of the Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, because I think, and what I found in those workshops that we did, is there really is a hunger for the knowledge of the nuances and the things that you can take advantage of, whether that's, you know, setting up your kids for the next generation or, you know, minimizing that tax bill so you can put it to work within your business. And because wealth is in the ownership, right? That's really the foundation of it, whether that's home ownership, business ownership, you know, your investment accounts, your insurance program, what, you know, when you own things and you own assets, that's really the foundation of generational wealth.
Now, you got to back all the way up, because most of the folks I know have never had a financial advisor, because they never had finances to advise about. Right.
Sure.
You make a certain amount of money. You pay your bills. If you have anything left over, that's a blessing. You might be able to go to the movies or something. And so talk to me about what a financial advisor does. I need you to tell folks what you do. What's a meeting like?
For sure. Well, I think at the base, at least for myself, like I look at myself as an educator and a connector and an accountability partner. Right. And so what we actually do is we have a conversation, and I get to know your situation deeply. I get to know your goals, your objectives. You know, we find out the current situation, whatever it might be, and just understand the current state of affairs. And then we build a roadmap, right?
Okay.
we put down on paper, if you keep doing exactly what you're doing, here's where you're going to land in the future. Okay. For most people, whether they're in a good situation or situation they want to change, that's usually a little bit different than the ideal situation that they laid out with their goals, right? And so our job really is to, all right, so if where you're going and where you want to go are a little bit different, here's a detailed list of recommendations, what they are, how they work, and why I would do them if I were you. And that's the education piece. The accountability piece is really, I think the most powerful force out there is inertia, right? People are going to keep doing what they're doing until they have a really compelling reason to do something else.
Right.
And now, even if they have the compelling reason, they might not know which way to go. And that's where we're going to come in and build that roadmap and say, you need to go this way, and this is why. And I'm going to walk with you and keep showing you the way. Because I, you know, in past jobs, I was in, you know, sales roles that were very transactional. And the biggest reason I became an advisor was because I wanted to focus on the relationship piece. And I wanted these to be long-term relationships where people didn't just have an 800 number to call, but they had my cell phone number and could say, hey, Brian, like, we had a kid. We're going to buy a house. We had a big catastrophe happen, and now we're in debt. We, you know, the kid's going to college, whatever those things that inevitably happen to everybody all the time, that I'm just there as things go by. And then the plan that we build is dynamic and can change and pivot and adjust and just keep you on track, where ideally we're building a plan that no matter what crazy stuff happens in life, which will happen, it doesn't throw you off the path that we put you on, and we're there to help you get there.
Okay. Now I'm going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about something that we were bringing up at Black Entrepreneurs Day. When we were sitting in those workshops that you were doing for folks, for free. Thank you. You know, one of the things people said was, I don't have any money right now. I don't need a financial advisor. I don't have any finances to advise about. But one of the things that you talked about was not waiting until you get out of debt to make a plan for your money. More with Brian Mills when we come back. We're talking money, money, money with Brian Mills from Northwestern Mutual. He's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Brian, you were one of the partners with me at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. You held some informational sessions with the entrepreneurs who were there. We had over 500 there that day lobbying the legislators. And, you know, people say, well, why were you talking about finances at the Capitol? Well, you know what? If we don't talk about it, then when are we going to talk about it? When are we going to address it? We've got, you know, 500 entrepreneurs. They need information. Brian has that. And one of the things that I kept hearing people say, Brian, when you were educating them was, I don't have any money. So why do I need to talk to a financial advisor? I should wait until I get out of debt. I'm going to pay off all these bills. It's going to be better. We're going to do better. I need to make a plan now for what? I'm in debt. When is a good time? When should a person talk to a financial advisor?
Right now, today. I love this question, Shaletta, and it's so true. And I think the analogy I always think about is, you know, you're walking down the street and you see somebody who's digging a hole, and they've dug the hole a little too deep, and now they're looking up and they're trying to figure out how they're going to get out. You say, hey, man, you like some help out of the hole? And they're like, no, I just got to get out of the hole first.
And then I get the help.
And then I'll ask. And I say that jokingly, but I literally had a woman once. We had set up a meeting. She canceled the meeting. And I just reached out and said, hey, you know, did something come up? And she said, Brian, look, I need a financial plan before I can talk to you. And I said, you know, that's exactly what I do, right? She's like, yeah. And what it comes down to, and you probably know this, right? It's like mm-hmm. two things, usually. It's the perception it's going to cost a lot of money to mm-hmm. engage in that conversation. Or two, there's some embarrassment because they think, I shouldn't be in this much debt. I should know more than I do. I should have saved more in my retirement account. I should. And the irony of it is, most people I talk to think they're in a much worse place than everybody else when they're usually in about the same place as everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking at everybody's Facebook posts and everybody's Twitter posts and everybody's TikTok video and everybody's Instagram account, and everybody look like they doing well. And what we don't know is that they're in the same situation that we're in, and we're all just trying to pay the interest rate off. Now, I need to know this, because a lot of people didn't understand the value, and I still don't, right? Because this is new for us. A lot of us, I just got this money last summer. I ain't always had money. This new money. I've got to try to figure out how to handle this new money. So you have to tell me, even just as a person who is in these new spaces, how can working with a financial advisor help you to play the long game with your money? Because I don't want my kids to be struggling. I have 3 special needs kids. If something happens to me today, I got to make sure they got enough money to pay the co-pays. And if they got to get some special services and all of those things, I can't just check up out of here and not have a plan in place for my babies, knowing that they are vulnerable children. And if the Lord don't heal them, they're going to be vulnerable adults.
Mm-hmm. There's some really interesting academic studies on people who win the lottery, right? And so the vast majority of people who win a significant amount of money in the lottery, within a couple of years, what do you think happens?
That money is gone. Hot knife through butter. Yeah.
The money is gone, and or they get so stressed out about it, they either overspend it, they give it away, they don't know how to handle it, and they're right back to the exact same situation they were before they won the lottery. Mm. And I think that's not too different from what you just said, right? People who, the first generation, maybe to go to college, to start a business, to have that money that, like, oh, this could be the money that really breaks this cycle. But if you don't have the habits, or you don't have, if you've never had it before, like, I found myself in this situation, right? Like, I grew up pretty blue collar. It was just like, you have student loan debt, you have credit card debt, you have whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how it goes. And then when you get on the other side of that, you kind of find yourself like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know how to do this. And I think where an advisor can come in and say, we're going to set up a system where we're going to determine what you want to do with this, and then do a combination of forced saving and putting it out of sight, you know, still yours. Like, we're not taking
right.
it. Right? We're just setting right. up for you so that it just by itself goes off and it works hard. And then, because I don't know about you, but if I'm going to save money, I need a system. I need a forced saving, whether it comes out of your paycheck before you mm-hmm. even see it and goes into a retirement account or a cash savings account that's somewhere else. Or because I think if you don't, you're just going to do what you've always done. And if what you've always done is, you know, kept a little too much debt around or spent a little too much money, like, you're going to keep doing it. Like, you just are. You are. I am. Anybody is. And so I think what an advisor can do is help build that system where it systematically goes to places that you say that you want it to. And then you're going to wake up in a couple of years and not be back where you were, but be much wealthier than you were and go, oh, this is pretty great. We should keep doing this. What are the other options?
Okay, now I'm getting text messages from folks because they are listening. And the beautiful thing about this show is folks respond in real time. So Kwaise, Michael, Gina, Aaron, and Shauna have all sent notes in my Facebook DMs, and they were like, where do we find this guy? So you gotta, before you check up out of here and we listen to CBS News at the top of the hour, you gotta tell us how we can get in touch with you, because these are all Black business owners who are saying, you know what, I just got this money and I don't want to lose it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Always taking new clients, always building. Easiest way on social media. I'm very active on LinkedIn. So you could just go Brian Mills, Northwestern Mutual, should be able to find me. Smiling in a blue blazer. And then that has all my contact information. Shaletta has my information directly. Shaletta, I give you full rein to share that out with the good people. Send me an email, give me a call. And that's the best way. I'm always open to have new conversations.
Like he said at Black Entrepreneurs Day, he ain't hard to find. Okay, y'all know me. I live my life out loud. And I have done some dumb stuff in my life. I have made my own problems and then I made them worse because I did not ask for help. Because I'm one of those people that I think I know everything. I know it's shocking. I know it's shocking, but I'm one of those people. And this is especially true when it comes to money. For the longest time, I had no money. Big student loan debts for a time, bad credit. And I was ashamed to reach out to anybody, which meant that I kept digging a hole for myself that got so deep. I looked up and I was like, there's no way out of here. And of course, nobody in my family could bail me out. They didn't have any money to loan me. They were down in the hole next to me trying to dig their way out too. We're just throwing dirt on each other. And the one thing that I realized is that nobody in my circle had the knowledge that they needed to find the answers. You know, you keep hearing people say, I want to build generational wealth. I want to build generational wealth for my family. I don't want my kids to struggle. I don't want my grandkids to struggle. You know, and you hear that, and that's a buzzword, but how do you actually get there? Well, this year at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, I was so fortunate and so blessed that Northwestern Mutual was one of my partners. They helped me put it on. They had workshops for the entrepreneurs to help them, you know, talk about managing their money and retirement and you know, how to do better so that the tax debt won't get so big and how to set up the SEP account. I mean, we were just getting so much information. I have like a little booklet from all the knowledge that I gained that day. And I was like, you know what? I can't keep this to myself. I got to invite them on. So joining me now is someone who can help all of us get on better financial footing. You know, you made those New Year's resolutions, girl. It is April. Okay. It is time to get started. Brian Mills is here. He is a financial advisor with Northwestern Mutual. He is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Shaletta. How are you?
I am great. And I need people to understand how to get their finances in order. I don't want folks who are listening to me to leave anything for their children or grandchildren to have to take care of. I know that when my grandmother died, we all had to pony up to pay for the burial. And that was on my side of the family. I didn't see that on Sean's side of the family. My people left a bill. Sean's side of the family left a will. And when Papa B went on home to glory, we were all better off financially. So I want to talk to you because I want to know, you know, what does building generational wealth even look like? How do you get started?
Well, Shaletta, first and foremost, thank you for having me on the show. It's an honor to be on what I think is the greatest radio hour that exists out there in the game. But yeah, I think it's a couple of things, right? So most people that I talk to, they want to know three things. When it all boils down, like there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of stuff, but it boils down to like three things. Where do I put my money? How do I protect against risks? And how do I win the tax game?
Yeah, because so, the taxes are a mess. Okay, I'm dealing with that now. I didn't know that when you make a lot of money, they take a lot of money. I didn't know that. Yeah, okay.
They sure do. And, you know, just always the caveat, I'm not a CPA or a tax professional. I don't want to play one on the radio, but I can talk to, you know, certain things. But I think, you know, to kind of walk through those just a little bit, you know, where do you start? Where do I put the money? Well, you know,
right. There's
spending less than you earn. Just paying off your high interest debt.
Uh-huh.
And knowing that there's a lot of different options and a lot of different buckets. And I like to think that's one of the foundational pieces where working with an advisor can be helpful, because you see a lot of stuff on TikTok. You hear a lot of stuff on the news, and people, like, they need flashy highlights, right? They need
right. The
news of the day. And really, getting wealthy should be kind of boring, because you should be looking at a diversified portfolio. You should be thinking about putting money away that you're not going to touch for a long time. And I think sorting out, taking the complex, making it simple, you know, explaining what the different buckets you have as options and which ones make sense and in what order because a lot of people I talk to, it's, well, should I pay off the credit card or invest in my retirement or put some cash aside for a rainy day or this or that? And that's a big piece of it, is having that plan. And, you know, too, like protecting against the risks that can bankrupt you. I mean, you spoke just a moment ago, you know, things about if you die too soon and you leave your family holding the bag, if you live too long or you have a long-term care event, and, you know, those things cost an immense amount of money, especially in this day and age. If you get sick or hurt and you can't bring in your income, you know, knowing, again, kind of cutting through some of the noise on what those coverages look like, what they can and should cost, and how they're structured is something I think that is really important and is gets confusing but doesn't need to be. And then with the tax side, you know, what we do is a lot of education on how do you pay the legal amount that you need to pay, but also take advantage of the things that are carved out, particularly for business owners. And that's why it was really exciting to be a part of the Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, because I think, and what I found in those workshops that we did, is there really is a hunger for the knowledge of the nuances and the things that you can take advantage of, whether that's, you know, setting up your kids for the next generation or, you know, minimizing that tax bill so you can put it to work within your business. And because wealth is in the ownership, right? That's really the foundation of it, whether that's home ownership, business ownership, you know, your investment accounts, your insurance program, what, you know, when you own things and you own assets, that's really the foundation of generational wealth.
Now, you got to back all the way up, because most of the folks I know have never had a financial advisor, because they never had finances to advise about. Right.
Sure.
You make a certain amount of money, you pay your bills. If you have anything left over, that's a blessing. You might be able to go to the movies or something. And so talk to me about what a financial advisor does. I need you to tell folks what you do. What's a meeting like?
For sure. Well, I think at the base, at least for myself, like I look at myself as an educator and a connector and an accountability partner. Right. And so what we actually do is we have a conversation, and I get to know your situation deeply. I get to know your goals, your objectives. You know, we find out the current situation, whatever it might be, and just understand the current state of affairs, and then we build a roadmap, right?
Okay.
we put down on paper, if you keep doing exactly what you're doing, here's where you're going to land in the future, okay? For most people, whether they're in a good situation or situation they want to change, that's usually a little bit different than the ideal situation that they laid out with their goals, right? And so our job really is to, all right, so if where you're going and where you want to go are a little bit different, here's a detailed list of recommendations, what they are, how they work, and why I would do them if I were you. And that's the education piece. The accountability piece is really, I think the most powerful force out there is inertia, right? People are going to keep doing what they're doing until they have a really compelling reason to do something else.
Right.
And now, even if they have the compelling reason, they might not know which way to go. And that's where we're going to come in and build that roadmap and say, you need to go this way, and this is why. And I'm going to walk with you and keep showing you the way. Because I, you know, in past jobs, I was in, you know, sales roles that were very transactional. And the biggest reason I became an advisor was because I wanted to focus on the relationship piece. And I wanted these to be long-term relationships where people didn't just have an 800 number to call, but they had my cell phone number and could say, hey, Brian, like, we had a kid. We're going to buy a house. We had a big catastrophe happen, and now we're in debt. We, you know, the kid's going to college. Whatever those things that inevitably happen to everybody all the time, that I'm just there as things go by, and then the plan that we build is dynamic and can change and pivot and adjust and just keep you on track, where ideally we're building a plan that no matter what crazy stuff happens in life, which will happen, it doesn't throw you off the path that we put you on, and we're there to help you get there.
Okay, now I'm going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about something that we were bringing up at Black Entrepreneurs Day when we were sitting in those workshops that you were doing for folks for free. Thank you. You know, one of the things people said was, I don't have any money right now. I don't need a financial advisor. I don't have any finances to advise about. But one of the things that you talked about was not waiting until you get out of debt to make a plan for your money. More with Brian Mills when we come back. We're talking money, money, money with Brian Mills from Northwestern Mutual. He's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Brian, you were one of the partners with me at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. You held some informational sessions with the entrepreneurs who were there. We had over 500 there that day lobbying the legislators. And, you know, people say, well, why were you talking about finances at the Capitol? Well, you know what? If we don't talk about it, then when are we going to talk about it? When are we going to address it? We've got, you know, 500 entrepreneurs. They need information. Brian has that. And one of the things that I kept hearing people say, Brian, when you were educating them was, I don't have any money. So why do I need to talk to a financial advisor? I should wait until I get out of debt. I'm going to pay off all these bills. It's going to be better. We're going to do better. I need to make a plan now for what? I'm in debt. When is a good time? When should a person talk to a financial advisor?
Right now, today. I love this question, Shaletta, and it's so true. And I think the analogy I always think about is, you know, you're walking down the street and you see somebody who's digging a hole, and they've dug the hole a little too deep, and now they're looking up and they're trying to figure out how they're going to get out. And you say, hey, man, you like some help out of the hole? And they're like, no, I just got to get out of the hole first.
And then I get the help.
And then I'll ask. And I say that jokingly, but I literally had a woman once. We had set up a meeting. She canceled the meeting, and I just reached out and said, hey, you know, did something come up? And she said, Brian, look, I need a financial plan before I can talk to you. And I said, you know, that's exactly what I do, right? She's like, yeah. And what it comes down to, and you probably know this, right? It's like mm-hmm. two things, usually. It's the perception it's going to cost a lot of money to mm-hmm. engage in that conversation, or two, there's some embarrassment because they think, I shouldn't be in this much debt. I should know more than I do. I should have saved more in my retirement account. I should. And the irony of it is most people I talk to think they're in a much worse place than everybody else when they're usually in about the same place as everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking at everybody's Facebook posts and everybody's
exactly.
Twitter posts and everybody's TikTok video and everybody's Instagram account, and everybody look like they doing well. And what we don't know is that they're in the same situation that we're in, and we're all just trying to pay the interest rate off. Now, I need to know this because a lot of people didn't understand the value, and I still don't, right? Because this is new for us. A lot of us, I just got this money last summer. I ain't always had money. This new money. I've got to try to figure out how to handle this new money. So you have to tell me, even just as a person who is in these new spaces, how can working with a financial advisor help you to play the long game with your money? Because I don't want my kids to be struggling. I have 3 special needs kids. If something happens to me today, I got to make sure they got enough money to pay the co-pays. And if they got to get some special services and all of those things, I can't just check up out of here and not have a plan in place for my babies, knowing that they are vulnerable children. And if the Lord don't heal them, they're going to be vulnerable adults.
Mm-hmm. There's some really interesting academic studies on people who win the lottery, right? And so the vast majority of people who win a significant amount of money in the lottery, within a couple of years, what do you think happens?
That money is gone. Hot knife through butter. Yeah.
The money is gone, and or they get so stressed out about it, they either overspend it, they give it away, they don't know how to handle it, and they're right back to the exact same situation they were before they won the lottery.
Mm.
And I think that's not too different from what you just said, right? People who are the first generation maybe to go to college, to start a business, to have that money that, like, oh, this could be the money that really breaks this cycle. But if you don't have the habits, or you don't have, if you've never had it before, like I found myself in the situation, right? Like I grew up pretty blue collar. It was just like you have student loan debt, you have credit card debt, you have whatever. Like, mm-hmm. that's just how it goes. And then when you get on the other side of that, you kind of find yourself like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know how to do this. And I think where an advisor can come in and say, we're going to set up a system where we're going to determine what you want to do with this and then do a combination of forced saving and putting it out of sight, you know, still yours. Like, we're not taking
right.
it.
Right?
We're just setting right. up for you so that it just by itself goes off and it works hard. And then, because I don't know about you, but if I'm going to save money, I need a system. I need a forced saving, whether it comes out of your paycheck before mm-hmm. you even see it and goes into a retirement account or a cash savings account that's somewhere else. Or because I think if you don't, you're just going to do what you've always done. And if what you've always done is, you know, kept a little too much debt around or spent a little too much money, like, you're going to keep doing it. Like, you just are. You are. I am. Anybody is. And so I think what an advisor can do is help build that system where it systematically goes the places that you say that you want it to. And then you're going to wake up in a couple of years and not be back where you were, but be much wealthier than you were and go, oh, this is pretty great. We should keep doing this. What are the other options?
Okay, now I'm getting text messages from folks because they are listening. And the beautiful thing about this show is folks respond in real time. So Kwaise, Michael, Gina, Aaron, and Shauna have all sent notes in my Facebook DMs, and they were like, where do we find this guy? So you gotta, before you check up out of here and we listen to CBS News at the top of the hour, you gotta tell us how we can get in touch with you, because these are all Black business owners who are saying, you know what, I just got this money and I don't want to lose it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Always taking new clients, always building. Easiest way on social media. I'm very active on LinkedIn. So you could just go Brian Mills, Northwestern Mutual, should be able to find me. Smiling in a blue blazer. And then that has all my contact information. Shaletta has my information directly. Shaletta, I give you full rein to share that out with the good people. Send me an email, give me a call. And that's the best way. I'm always open to have new conversations.
Like he said at Black Entrepreneurs Day, he ain't hard to find.